Happy Sunday. It's March 15. We had a great weekend of sport karate. We're going to talk a lot about it this week and now today in this show. Today's host, I'm here with Rick Lisseren, right? Did I pronounce it right?
It's Rick Lisseren. Yeah, Rick Lisseren. Yeah. It's the story of my life. Nobody could ever say my last name, so it's all good.
That's funny. Hey, so what a great weekend of tournaments, right?
Well, it's exciting, man. I love the live streaming going on. I mean, just so much going on. There's always something going on in our sport. I wish we can be everywhere, but we can't.
Yeah, man. Hey, talking about the live stream, that's a great point that you can't, you know, we all want to be at every tournament, but, you know, for obviously reasons, we can't be at a tournament every karate weekend, you know? So now with a live stream, it changes things up, you know, first with Emily, and then, you know, even in Europe, they're doing it now. And, you know, and then Junior now at the proper challenge, he had, you know, the Ustream app where, you know, they were even moving around with the camera. That was pretty cool. So,
It does make up for it for those of us who can't make it to that specific term, but it did make it feel like we were there. You know, it's like watching the basketball game, you know, but instead you're watching what you wanted to watch, and especially you can be at another tournament watching this one.
Hey, yeah, bro. Hey, and think about how cool, like, it's going to change the sport, because now, you know, if you're competing, you're getting recorded, people are watching, and it's just more footage, you know, and just more exposure, and more people get to see, you know, before you had the videos that would pop out where you could see, you know, you could go up and pull up videos on YouTube, but this is like live stream. It's like kind of like TV. I think it's going to get more people, and then, you know, it's going to affect the judging. It's going to affect the way people call, because, you know, you're in the spotlight. You're getting recorded. You're getting live streamed. So I think it's going to play a good role in the sport, a good benefit.
I think it's going to be good, and it could affect some people negatively too, you know, but ultimately it's actually really good for the sport. It does clean up our act a bit. You know, you're being watched, you know, even as a judge, spectator, coach, everybody's got to act right. You're on TV.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to raise up professionalism in the sport, and that's where we got to, you know, we want the sponsors to see it, you know. That's where, you know, we got to get out the judges, you know, dressed in uniform, you know, not to have the rings all crowded up, you know, make it look more spectator friendly so that, you know, maybe one day could get picked up on TV on a constant basis, you know, not just a few
professionalism
here and there.
That's exactly. the key word that you said there is professionalism, and we need to have a more unified professional look. I think that's where we're all headed towards. I think a lot of the progress we've made the last couple of years, including this show, you know, which is a great avenue for us to speak. Hopefully all the right people are listening, you know.
Exactly. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. You know, we got four tournaments that were going on this weekend, and all good tournaments with a bunch of national competitors. Ana, we're going to get on into it in the show, but first we got to talk about last week. There was a lot of talk about the Irish Open, and we didn't get to have a show last week because it was going on Sunday, so I wanted to finish. And there was a lot of talk on the Irish Open, a lot, you know, the biggest highlights I would say was, you know, the All-Stars coming from behind on an early deficit and winning the team fights. That was a big win for them, right?
Taking it home, yeah, they took it home. They fought hard, but it wasn't without opposition, you know. Both teams did great.
Yeah, it was clutch. And, man, I'm hearing, like, they had, like, 4,000 competitors. There was, like, people in the bleachers all, you know, it looked huge. And it looked like they could fit more in there. So that tournament
is becoming a monster. It's huge. It's like something that I think that if we don't experience it, it's something we should all experience, or we should have something like that here in the States. You know, it's something that we should all experience. You know what I wanted to highlight, Alex, out there is that we don't necessarily always highlight the junior fighters at all or discuss what happened out there, but you know, I had a moment to speak to some of the people what happened out there. For example, with the All-Stars, we had Jalen Carr, who had, 56 in a division, okay, two divisions that he had, 56 fighters in a division, you know, and he got third place in both divisions, which is a great thing. And we even had Dominic Craigle out there from AKA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Sebastian Couture, who had 160 in a division. Who has 160 in a division? That's nice.
Wow, man. That shows also that not just the Irish Open, you know, and tournaments aren't big there, but also kids, you know, the future looks bright out there.
That's right.
You know, in that sport, karate, but it's having its effect on here. I think we're on the right path. You know, we also had the controversy with the bowouts last week what's your take on that? Being a team owner, what would you decide? You know, on that. That's I'm gonna ask that to every guest that comes on. Bowing out, would you like your teammates bowing out, or even going?
You know what? That's something that we talked about. I had an incident with one of our teammates at one of the last tournaments that ended up bowing out to somebody they knew or whatever the case from their hometown. They had a lot of respect for yada yada yada. You came here to fight. Okay, they're in front of you. You fight them. I don't believe in bowing out, period, whether it's a teammate or not. I mean, rare incident, maybe if your father is standing in front of you, bow out. You know, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's very minimum reasons why somebody should bow out. I think you give it a fight. You both came here to fight. That's what we're here to do, and just do it well.
Yeah. No, yeah, there's, you know, I think that the rules, you know, I would not do it for my team, you know, but if the rules allow it, and you're a coach and you're strategizing to win and that's your concern, you know, main thing, I could see where a coach would pull that trigger in the fighters where they want to get the win. But I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't do it. You know, last year I had a Pan Am's Ryan and Josh Horwich fighting, and the winner had to fight Ross Levine. And they wanted to fight. They wanted to fight. They wanted to win the overall. They wanted Ross. So, you know, they went at it, and one of them kind of got hurt. You know, Ryan ended up winning. He got hurt, and, you know, it probably affected his fight. You know, probably not the outcome, but, you know, either way, you fight with injuries. But I could see where other coaches would be like, okay, we don't want to get an injury. Send one guy, and boom, I'm not going to hate on that, because you know what? Just like every sport, football, you know, coaches make decisions, you know, all the time. Let's say football, they're going for a two-point conversion. If they make it, they're genius. If they lose, they're, you know, what were they doing? They're looked at. They're, you know, they're criticized. So, you know, it's just part of the sport decision. Yeah, and if it's a rule, you know, they're not breaking any rules, then, you know, then that's it. You know, we can't do nothing about it. But
So you're basically saying that you don't think they should buy out either.
They should not bow out either. Yeah, that's my take on it. But if it's a rule, you know, I'm not going to hate on a coach that does it, and I'm not going to protest it. You know, that's it. That's their call.
But you're saying in a strategic move, right? Strategic move, let's say we want to take it all. For example, in your situation last year at the Pan Ams, you said, well, I want, you know, you'll choose, you know what, you'll have, you'd be the one that'd be best against, you know, Ross. So then, you know, we want you at your 100%, so you bow out to Josh.
I
don't know
if
it's
something
it's fair.
That could have been an option. That could have been an option that I could have chose. We could have been like, okay, you know, who feels better? Go ahead. You know, you guys pick, you know, and see who matches up best with Ross. So, you know, and there will be they wouldn't be as gassed out, too. They would have time save, you know, airs to save for the fight. So, you know. That's not what I would do, and I didn't do it, and I wouldn't do it if I go back to it, but, you know, I could see where other coaches would do it. Yeah, and I have seen it done, by the way. But also Corrali came on to the point fighter and clarified that he was injured. Tomas was injured. That's the reason why he had to bow out.
Oh, that's why he bowed out.
Just
okay.
to get that
okay.
cleared out of the way. Yeah, just to get that cleared out of the way. But Zolt Moraldi won the overall. That was a big win for him. And that's cool with the Irish Open. We're gonna we got another tournament coming up really soon. It's Amerikić next week. You know, now there's a bunch of good tournaments coming up, but Amerikić's gonna be the first U.S. tournament with a bunch of talent. You know, although Chicago was really good too as well, but this one is gonna have Impex there. You know, next level. We're gonna be there. Bring It's gonna be there. You guys have.
Well, we'll be there. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. Impex, like I said, All Stars, you know, a lot of the top teams are going to be there, so I can't wait for next week. We're going to bring in Bob Leiker in a minute.
All right.
First, I'd just like to thank one of our sponsors out there, ASG, you know, a great company. They sponsor tournaments, they sponsor a bunch of teams. Their products are great. If you guys are out there listening, you know, support that company. You know, you could get products from me, gear bags, uniforms. Equipment, everything. Just contact me, or you could contact directly Jason Chen. He has great customer service. Tell him that Point Fighter Radio sent you. Okay? All right, here we go. We're going to go on to the first guest, which is Bob. Hello, Mr. Leiker.
Yeah, how are we doing?
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're really busy right now in the preparation of Amerikić. So how's everything going? How's everything looking for the tournament so far next
week? It's looking really good. You know, it's always a big endeavor in the convention center. But, you know, the talent looks amazing. And that's a big thing, you know. We've got a lot of really good athletes coming in, and it should be a great show. We've got good numbers, and so everything's looking great.
Nice, nice. Hey, so, you know, earlier we were, in this past shows, we were talking about, you know, how to get top teams to events. And, usually we only see it at just a handful of tournaments. And, you know, this year looks like you're the first big one. And it's early in the season where you're going to have, you know, a lot of the top teams out there. What does it take for a promoter do you think it's up, number one, do you think it's up to the promoter, up to the teams to get together and decide what tournaments they're on? What's your take on that?
I think teams by themselves decide where they want to go. And I think they decide based upon, you know, where they're going to get challenged. We've been able to draw some good people, some good teams. And I think that's first, it's the nature of a good athlete to go where the good people are. You know, we're in a good area. You know, New York's an hour away. D.C.'s an hour and a half. So it's, there's a lot of karate out there, a lot of really good athletes. So I think the teams kind of drift that way first off. And a lot of the teams I've got a lot of history with, you know, from way back. And I think that they – you know, I know what we do with our team is you look where your players, where your athletes like to go, a good environment, good competition. You know, you got to have some good food.
No, that's right.
Yeah, the beefsteaks. Yeah. Yeah, I know all about that, man.
Yeah, there's got to be just a little bit of fun. But all in all, I think that, the teams of players like to gravitate where there's good numbers, good competition. So,
yes,
that
is
nice.
Hey, Bob, this is
go ahead.
I got one for him, Alex. Hey, this
okay.
is Rick with Bring It. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Good. All right. Well, now with people being more vocal because of the influence of social media, many have voiced concerns and issues with a lot of sport karate tournaments. Now, as a promoter, do you pay attention to the concerns? Or do you just do what you do?
No, you have to. You've got to listen to what people tell you. And, it takes a lot. It's an interesting dynamic of people that we gather together on weekends. You know, you've got professional martial artists. You got people that dabble. You've got six-year-olds. You got five-year-olds. You got grandma. So, you really have to have it like your karate school. You know, it has to be professional. People have to be, taken care of to the point of, you know, respecting their space. Give them a good place to sit down. Let them go where they can view and see the people they need to see. So the professionalism of it is what you really got to look at, and you got to make it efficient. You know, most of the kids, and you guys know this, you know, the kids that come to our karate school, they go to soccer on Saturdays from 10 to 11:30, and they're done. And so how do you explain to grandma you got to be at this tournament all day? So, you know, it's you got to really be able to appeal to the masses, but you have to be able to also listen. You got to listen to your constituents, and you got to listen to what their gripes are, and you got to make changes. You got to constantly make changes, you know.
Right.
We've hired security firms now for our event. Just, and it isn't that there's issues. It's that you want to make it so people can see, and you want to make it so your aisles are cleared, and so there's an athlete area and a spectator area, and so, you know, that all comes about from really making some change, listening to some people. So that little thing really really helped us a lot the last couple of years.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, the TV deal you guys got with Comcast, you know, you guys are like the second tournament now, the U.S. Open, and you guys to get this sport on TV now. How hard is it to get that? Is it hard for promoters to do that? Like for promoters that are out there listening and wanting to jump on that, you know, trying to get their event on TV, is that a hard thing to accomplish?
Yeah,
do you have to have some kind of hookup?
It is, man. It's a challenge. It's something we've been working on for a couple of years. And, you know, you'll run into somebody and everybody has a guy. You know, it's kind of like having a website. You know, everybody has a guy. You know, because you got to hire a production crew. You got to have a light crew, a music crew. And then, you know, it depends on your venue. You know, with us, our labor bill is probably higher than what most promoters spend on a regional tournaments. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there's some hoops you got to jump through. You know, it depends on your facility, depends on your area. And, you know, we've been working this deal for a while, and now it's becoming a reality. And, you know, we're excited about it for the sport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things somebody may say, well, yeah, they're doing it to make a bunch of money. We don't make a dime. You know,
yeah.
It's not like we're putting it on TV and getting paid. You know, we spend a lot of money to put it out there so we can showcase our athletes and let people know what we have. You know, it's kind of like in the TV, everybody believes TV, right? Turn it on and you watch the news. So it's a great vehicle for showcasing our sport. So, you know, we're happy about it.
On that note, are you guys going to have, like, the what rules? Are you, it's going to be point fighting, right? The super fights is basically point fighting. But
it
is hard, like a super fight type thing or just regular point fighting?
It's point fighting. We use 2 points for a head kick, 1 point for everything else. And one of the reasons that we want to do that and keep it simple is because a lot of times you hear the fighters grumble, well, what rule is it? Does the hand touch the ground? Do we go out of bounds? Now it's 2 points. Now it's one. You know, and so you want to just keep it simple. And sometimes if you label something a super fight, sometimes it has a connotation of it means more contact or, you know, that type of thing. So we want to keep the fighting the same as they do during the day.
Nice.
Right.
Nice. That's great.
Like, I had somebody ask me a question for you. For example, the another change we noticed is that the junior teams, there's no 3-man junior teams right now. There's a 2-person team.
Well, there's a NASCAR one, but we offer one. And if you look, it's listed under WKA. And what we had a lot of fun with it in Italy. Our team did really well over there. And the rule is, this is a junior team that's basically 16, 17, 18. Some people would call that an adult. But there's a lot of kids in that age. It's probably easier to get 2 17-year-olds than it is a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old, like some of us were used to doing a ways back. But this one is a 16. You can be 16, you can be 18. The oldest you can be is 18. So put three guys together between the age of 16 and 18, there's a team for you. So
got it.
It's something that, you know, we did overseas, and we're trying to do it here. We want to see if it works as an extra way for a fighter to get another fight in, you know?
And so the younger ones, you put the 12 and 13 together, 12, 13, and 14, 15 on the two-man team. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All
right. That's great. Hey, I got another question for you, or kind of maybe an idea, I'm not sure. I remember when I was a kid, I watched, Ed Parker's tournament at it was on TV, and they had Toki Hill and a few other people explaining to the spectators, to make it spectator-friendly, before the fighting started, what were points and what were considered the points. And he kind of like did like a demonstration, like before, I guess they had it done before the fighting had, in a studio, and he would demonstrate what a point was, like a kick, a punch, and just to make it more spectator-friendly. Are you guys planning on doing something like that maybe for your show that you're planning, or no?
Well, you know, there'll be probably more dialogue than there will be, that type of setup, just because of the time constraints. You know, we're trying to run the show in about 2 hours, 15 minutes. And then what's going to air is approximately 50 minutes of a show. Is what Comcast, what we're buying from Comcast. So, you know, to make an hour show. So,
right.
You know, there's,
so it'll be up to the commentators. It'll be up to the commentators going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Mark will be commentating. Mike Sawyer's helping out a little bit, and Emily's helping out a little bit. So,
awesome.
You know, Emily knows all the players well, so she can throw in a little history. And Jared's going to be doing some interviews with everyone as they come off stage. So, you know, we want it to be special for the people involved as well.
Oh, hey, I had another question from somebody. Actually, it's someone that's on my team. I'm not going to say his name. How is it going to work for the open weight, for the battle? You know, you got the seated fighters. How's the seating going to work? You're going to have it like done right in front of people, or you're going to have it set already done where, you know, the bracket's already set? Or how's that going to work with the brackets when the fighters
We're probably going to set it. And, you know, there's some people from different teams. A couple of teams have two guys. So, you know, we want to split them up. You know, we'll make it as fair as we can. I don't know who the wild card's going to be, you know. We'll see who wins that and gets their way in there. But luck of the draw. But we do want to split up the guys from the teams.
Nice. Hey, how exciting is that going to be on Friday night? Just for one spot, you know, how many fights they're going to be. That's going to be exciting. That's going to be like winning a tournament right there in itself. That's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Great, man. We're excited about it. Glad you guys are all coming in. We appreciate everybody's support. We're getting a lot of positive comments. And so, you know, we're just trying to make a really nice event for everyone.
Nice, man. Hey, thanks for calling in. We'll see you next week. I can't wait to get there. And the first thing I'm going to do is get a Philly cheesesteak.
I'll be there with you.
There you go.
I could only have one because I'm on a diet. Okay, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, Bob Liker. Yeah, that's good. That was a great call there.
Tight.
Good.
Yeah,
that was good to know about, you know, how it's going to run next week and stuff. I'm excited, man. I'm getting pumped up now.
I'm really excited about that tournament.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. There was a lot of tournaments on this weekend, and we got extended time. Don't forget, you're out there listening. You could also call in if you want to talk to us. You know, our lines are open. We got people on the line waiting and guests. But if you want to call and I don't recognize your number, I'll bring you right in, okay? So don't hesitate to call. All right. Okay, before we go move on, you know, let's talk about some of the tournaments yesterday. We had four of them going on. Hey, we had four of them going on this weekend. We had the Magnolia State Championships in New Orleans with Ronald George. There was a bunch of talent there. We had the Proper Challenge in Cali, and then the Eubanks Tournament which had a ton of talent out there, you know. And then also in Mexico, you had a tournament too where Pablo ended up winning the overall. But what a great weekend. And, you know, I really love what Junior Salientes did with the Ustream and the whole new East Coast, West Coast thing. That was great.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, yeah. You know, they have a little competitiveness, never hurt anybody. You know, they all respect each other as fighters, and that East Coast, West Coast thing is going to go far.
Yeah. No, we're also installing a new feature in this show. We're going to call some of the winners, so we're going to see if we surprise them and give them a surprise call from Point Fighter to congratulate them. Before we move on, I just want to bring in another sponsor of the show, Nick Cavallo. I want him to explain to you guys, if you guys are out there, you want to start a kickboxing program, cardio kickboxing, this guy's the man to do it. I mean, I have the program. I think, Rick, you're using them too, right, for your school?
Yeah. Yeah, sure am.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, he sets you up. He this man went to my school and told me everything I needed to do, what changes, paint, you know, how to talk to people. He takes you step by step into, you know, getting them, how to close them. You know, at really no cost to you. He gets them to come with vouchers from everywhere, you know, a lot of places. They come in to try it, and you just build your school. We're going to bring him on real quick. Nick Cavallo. Hey, how you doing,
hey,
Nick?
Alex. How's it going, Alex and Rick? How are you?
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling in. Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, man. Good speaking to you guys.
Yeah. Hey, so, man, I talked to a lot of people about this, and, you know, they messaged me. They're like, hey, what's this all about? And bam, and I kind of tell them it's so easy. All you have to do is basically – hello? Oh, I'm hearing a background noise. Okay. I tell them, look, it's super easy. Basically, all you have to do to start is just fill out a form, and that allows them to just send people over to you, and that's it. And you just, you know, people start coming.
Yeah, it's pretty much simple as that. I mean, the biggest question that people always ask is, well, how could this be that I don't have to pay for it? Because everybody's so used to having to pay for huge amounts of marketing and things of that nature, and not always getting the results. But, you know, the reality is the way the Martial Arts Association of America is set up, we basically run promotions on behalf of our member schools on the Internet, and we're all over the Internet. We run deals with all different types of companies, including our 35 websites, and we sell the promotions to the individual people that are buying the kickboxing vouchers from the association at a discounted rate so that they could try out the schools. And then basically what happens is the people go to our member schools that they pick and they try the schools out. But more importantly, we spend a lot of time, number one, teaching the school owners how to process the people so that they don't get overwhelmed with the volume of people that come and try out their classes. And number two, more importantly, we teach them how to convert the people. And then finally, number three, we teach them how to get those new students to basically bring in their friends and family. And that's how it just basically takes off. And yes, it is absolutely at no charge. The association membership is 100% free to our martial arts brothers and sisters. We get our money from the people that are trying out the classes.
What's the website they could go to sign up?
They sign up at two different websites, but the best website would be www.maaareg.com. So it's maaareg.com. They fill out a brief form with their contact information and where they want the email alerts with all the contact information that people are going to come in to go to. And we set up an orientation and we start teaching the people how to process them. We have a bunch of webinars. They get my personal number so that they can be trained directly by me. And I basically, with this program, had 300 brand new students in 9 months with my school in New York right after Hurricane Sandy wiped out my school and kept me closed for 8 months, and I basically turned it around with the system that I developed, and it works.
Yeah, man, it does work, and it's working for me. And, man, thanks for all the support. Thanks for everything. We're going to continue to talk about this. This is a great thing you're doing for school owners. And thanks for calling in, man. We'll have you on soon again. All right?
I want to thank you guys, okay. And have a good day, all right? Bye-bye.
All right, brother. Take care. All right. Yeah, hey, he's also helped me with he's also helped me build my school and the karate school, because to some of the this guy's a good salesman. He just he helps you with your sales pitch, so he's really good. Okay, so moving along, let's try the new feature that we got going on. Hey, we still got Murphy Gonzalez on the show. We're gonna have Mary Ellis Concepcion as well from AJC. Some Florida national mix in there. But now we're going to do real quick. We got plenty of time. We got 30 minutes left on the show. Let's see if it works. This is a new thing I got going. I'm trying to see if it works. Let's see if we could call one of the winners. Okay, here we go. We're trying to call Leon Jefferson, Proper Challenge overall winner.
Hello.
Hey, Leon Jefferson, how you doing? Point Fighter Radio. We're calling you from Point Fighter Radio.
Alex.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, congrats. I'm here on the line with Rick from Mr. Bring It, and we just wanted to congratulate you on your big win yesterday. And also just talk about the proper event and the East Coast, West Coast Challenge. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me? Because you keep kind of going in and out.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Can.
I don't know if you can hear us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I can hear you. It's like kind of a little delay. Kind of like a delay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's a new feature, so we'll try to wait for you to talk after we speak. You ended up winning both events, the New York one, King of New York, and then in the proper challenge, you ended up winning that. How do you feel about those wins right there and being the king of the East and West?
I just try to do it for, the West Coast. I mean, it wasn't just me, it was a team event, so we all got it done. So I'm happy to still stay over here in the West. As far as the grands, I'm just trying to keep the road going. It's my second one this year. I'm just trying to let people know that I'm here.
Did you change up something? You feel like you changed up something in your fight game that make it maybe working for you?
Not really changing stuff. I'm just kind of studying the game more. I'm just still trying to be a student to it. That's what you're going to be, a great fighter out here, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm not where I want to be, but I'm getting to where I want to be.
That's what's up.
Nice. Yeah, you're considered one of the guys that, when I talk to a lot of people, you're considered as one of the top, guys that, let's say, in a few years you're going to be, in the top, as one of talked about as the top fighters. Who do you train with right now? Who do you do most of your sparring with?
Brian Young, my instructor, Robert Kenji. We got Terry Atkins as a sparring partner. He's over there training at my school now from New York, from Johnny Tension School. I just train a lot of my kids right now. Get out to the Bay when I can, train with Junior Salientes and the rest of the teams. And, that's basically it right now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you guys are a close-knit group. One more question. What's the next event for proper?
I can't even really tell you right now. It should be Battle of Atlanta. Trying to make AmeriKick this Friday.
Nice.
I'm trying to make it out there. But I think that's the next event for proper.
Wow, that's great, man. Hey, real quick, you got one thing on the East Coast, West Coast tournament. They had regular team fighting as well, right? I didn't see any results on that, but just like a fight. Who ended up fighting in that, and who won the three-man team sparring?
Next Level, Fire Syndicate, Velocity, and Proper fought. We end up winning the team sparring. Velocity had to end up bowing out because Leo, I think he has like broken his ribs or bruised his ribs or something. So
right,
bowing out,
yeah,
we won. Yeah,
right.
We want to hook up.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Nice. All right, hey, man, thanks for calling in, and I'll be seeing you soon, man. All right? Take care.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Congrats.
Take it easy.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good young man. That team proper is like a family too, man. They go everywhere together. They're never split apart. You know, they're a good professional.
Yeah, they have great chemistry. Yeah, great chemistry there. I got a chance to hang out with them at the Pan Ams last year, and a great group of guys.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna have Murphy Gonzalez come on deck. We also have, you know, the season starting to roll. We got Amerikic. Then in April, we have the Grand Slam, Jeff Doss's tournament. And then, you know, also in the Florida, you know, Florida's events have been, you know, awesome lately. You know, we got the Redlands, which we got Mary Ellis Concepcion calling in. And, the tournaments, a lot of the Florida tournaments are looking like national type tournaments. They're doing stages. They're doing them in hotels, you know. A lot, especially the ones coming up, and it's looking nice, man. Florida's a hotbed for the sport.
I think it is too is that they're listening to, just like Bob said, they're listening and they're really trying to elevate.
Hey, yeah, they're listening, man. Yeah, they're listening. Exactly. You just hit it. They're listening. That's great to see that they're listening and people are voicing their opinions, and that what they're saying counts. We need to have more people listen, though, especially the guys that are on top of the rules and the board members of the leagues. You know, they need to start listening as well. I hope they are. But let's bring on a big guy.
Murphy.
I've known this guy, a big name in the sport, big coach, Murphy Gonzalez. This guy, hey, you know what Murphy's always been really good at, man, that I always admire him? He's a great talent evaluator. This guy picks up, you know, great people, and he gets he also gets them sometimes before they blow up too, you know. So
yeah, he has a good eye, great eye for talent. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Great. And
exactly.
He when I first came out about 4 years ago on the scene, and I had the opportunity of dealing with Murphy. He came at me. I remember I was on stage. It was in Daytona, and so first fight we're up against Velocity, and here comes Murphy, and he says to me, they throw the coin, and he says, "You call, rookie." And I never forgot that. But after that, you know, he really helped me out a lot. You know, he took me under my wing, let me see things a little differently, teach me how to really scout. He's got a lot of talent for that.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, real quick, let me just answer this phone real quick. 417, you got a question? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Who's this?
This is Richard Osborne Sr. in Springfield, Missouri. How are you, sir?
Hey, all right. Nice. Ozark,
how you doing, Richard?
Mountain National. You're also
Hey,
how you doing out there? Everything good?
Doing good. We had a tournament down in West Memphis over the weekend. We wanted to make it out to Marty Eubanks' tournament, but we went down to West Memphis and had a big crowd down in West Memphis, had some good fighters down there.
Yeah, man. I heard there was another tournament there as well. Hey, so how's the fighting going on out there in the region? Give us an up to date on where you're at. Who's
it's
the top
really
dog
good
out there now?
I had my 35th annual Missouri Nationals here 2 weeks ago and had Kevin Walker and Josh Smith and made it out here. Speedy was supposed to come out, but he had some stuff that was going on, and he didn't make it. So Brian Ruth was also out here, and some of the fighters from Louisville. So, it's really looking up. It's good to see them come and see some of the flavor we got here in the Midwest.
Wow, man, that's great. Hey, that's great to hear, man. Thanks for calling in. And you got
Thank
a question
you.
For anybody or a topic you want to bring up?
No,
we
it's
let
just
you go?
We've got the MMASC. It's a local rating system that we started back in 1984 out of St. Louis. And we won top team up at Diamond Nationals the last 4 years and then won top team last year at the Battle of Atlanta. So it's a Midwest movement that I'm proud to be a part of. And we got some great young fighters, some great young talent out of here. They actually just handed out 110 ASG championship fighting uniforms 2 weeks ago. So you're going to start seeing some of our colors out there on the world circuit also.
Nice. Awesome, man. That's great. Hey, thanks for calling in. All right. Awesome. Okay, yeah. All right, let's go on to Murphy. We got 20 minutes left. Murphy Gonzalez, what's going on, Coach Velocity? You're on Point
hey,
by the Radio.
What's going on, guys? What's up? How's everything?
What's up, Sensei?
Hey, what's up?
Awesome. Hey, so what do you think about the proper challenge this weekend? Your guys, how did they do?
They look good. I spoke to them. Yesterday. They had a great time. Junior treating them the way they're supposed to be treated, and that's what the way it's supposed to be. So Junior, you know, I went up there just because I couldn't go up there because I had some family issues, but sent the guys up there and I trusted Junior. He did his thing. He was a great host. It looked like a great tournament. It was packed, at least the little bit that we saw from the West Coast thing was exciting, you know. Like you guys, it would have been funny if you guys would have seen me watching it on my phone. I was coaching from my phone. Yeah, that wasn't a point, you know. But it was a lot of fun, and I'm happy for Junior. He's a good guy. He's come and supported me in the past, and you know, I think we're working on things for the future now. But it was pretty cool, and the guys had fun. They enjoyed themselves, and you know, they got a lot of, you know, like I told them, you guys, you know, got new fans over there and stuff like that, and that's the way it is, man. Everybody's got to support each other. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You're on your way back from a seminar or something, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually on the road coming back home from a small seminar. I had no choice but, you know, to do the seminar that they had gotten me, but not that I wanted to. I had a family member that passed away, and I'm working on, you know, family's working on that, but it's not the kids' fault. So it was a good, there was about 40-something kids there and at KLS Taekwondo in Tampa. So
nice.
Driving on the way back. Nice. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We had a good time, you know.
Hey, what's your take on bowing out? What's your take on team members bowing out?
Probably the same way you said it, Alex, but I didn't understand the way you said it. You said one thing and then you said another. I said the way I would do it
that I don't agree with, that I would not do it. But if somebody else does it, I won't hate on them. That's basically my take.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. You know that. And everybody's mind is different. I don't like it either. I've had my guys fight each other. But I'm never going to say that. I will never do it. Because if I have a chance that my guys are going to get hurt and we're in the finals of team fighting that's important to us or a different, some kind of important circumstance, you never know. You know, you guys know me. I'll pop up with something new, you know, but I don't like it either. But it doesn't mean that I won't do it one day just because it was the best for the team. At the end of the day, it's always about what's best for the team, you know?
Right. Hey, Rick, you got something for...
I got something for him. Real quick, where can we see Velocity next? And one of the main things is, how are you choosing your tournaments for Velocity this year? What are, like, the factors in your choice process?
I'm choosing my tournaments like I choose my tournaments every year. None of my guys follow points. Everybody can have their world championships and everything else. Who cares about none of that? I'm going to go where the people are nice, my friends, Junior, like, you know, and stuff like that. Jeff Doss will be the next one for us. You know, Jeff Doss, we'll be at Gators because no matter what, this guy's a good guy that comes and helps everybody down here. We'll be at the Battle of Atlanta. That will be the big tournament that will compete against, you know, everybody else. You know,
nice.
But I don't need to support a one certain promoter or one this and that. I'm going to do it the way we decide together, and we all choose that that's what we want to do. We'll go there. You know.
You know,
I think a lot of
the national teams are all feeling the same way. They've all said they're not following any specific circuit or anything. We just go where the competition is, the support is, and. Where the, you know, the great tournaments are.
It's not about the competition, though, because and everybody can say whatever they want. Who cares? I don't care what people say. Anyways, I wouldn't go to the Irish Open. I mean, it doesn't do anything for me. What's it got to prove? Tell them to come down here and fight us. I mean, I've never hit in front of that guy. Don't hide, you know. But Irish Open what? Because they have 4,000 competitors. You know, I mean, that's the way I feel personally. You know.
All right. Okay. Yeah, no, and the people that win that event, it's a great event. The two, you know, the All-Stars and Corrali are always the ones at the end.
That's it. And the other ones are a bunch of the people that put the money in, like every other tournament, you know. That's all it is. I mean, you know, Battle of Atlanta should have less people, but it'll have more of the top fighters. So, you never know who's going to win that, you know.
Right. So you think the talent level in the U.S. is better than over there, with the exception of maybe Corrali?
Dude, I don't care. I don't care about the talent. I don't care about them. That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I'm, we're coming over here, and the guys on top is Ross, and the guys on top is Raymond, and they deserve it. That's the one that we got to be worried about, not a guy from Ireland. You know, that we're going to see one time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. You know?
Yeah. That's good stuff. Hey, Leo, we saw Leo out there doing his thing. Is he going to be active more also this year as well?
He's going to be active more because he's doing both. He's back into training for MMA and got some kickboxing stuff. So now he's back. He's in good shape again. You know, he's gone a couple of times. I think he went to your school. You know, and done a couple of point fighting rounds. You know, his big thing is always being in shape, and when he's in shape, he can beat anybody also. You know, he's always been considered one of the top kids, and he's one of the loyal ones. He's not gonna go anywhere ever, just like the few ones that we each got on our team always. The rest of the guys, I know somebody asked a question about Velocity, if they go. Listen, nobody holds on to anybody. We don't own anybody. No team owns anybody. It's where you feel comfortable. I've had some of the top fighters in the world, Joe Five, Chris Walker, all these guys, without giving them a penny, just because they wanted to be around me and I wanted to be around them, and they wanted to be in a team that was united, you know? So
that's true.
You know,
that's true. You've always had that.
That doesn't do anything. Whoever wants to be in another team is going to go, Chelsea left, one of the biggest sponsor team to go on another team. I mean, nobody holds on to anybody, man. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it happens.
We've broken contracts before, Alex. You know that, you know?
From
Manny Jr. used to pop from one team to another and break the contract.
Hey, you're right. I remember giving Conroy a check for Manny's plane ticket. When I started my team, he had bought in his ticket to Kentucky, and I picked up Manny and I gave him the check to pay for the ticket that they had bought. But that's great stuff, man. Great interview. I like your honesty. Anything else, Rick? You got anything else for Murphy? That's it.
I'm good, Murphy. Looking forward to you coming to train. You haven't come to train with me yet.
I know, brother. You know that I'm working on my stuff. I'm making Alex look at me pretty. I'm weighing the same thing he's weighing. training. Hey, you might see me out there pretty soon. So
that's what's up. Great.
Keep doing that. Right, keep doing your thing and losing that weight, man. Take care. All right. Awesome. Okay. We're good. Good interview. I liked his honesty. You know, whether
he's real
or not.
Yeah.
He's real. Yeah. Okay. So. We got the Redland Internationals coming up also as well in April in Miami. It's a good, nice, really big regional. And, originally it's Levan Concepcion. And, now his daughter is running it. And they do a great job. When you think about that event, you think about a classy event. So we're going to bring her on in a little bit. Here we also have a car that looks different. From the last call, we had Osborne call. I think that was Osborne Senior. I at first thought it was Osborne Junior. But we have another call. We're gonna answer real quick. 417. Let's see. You're on Point Fighter Radio.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I've got a real quick question for you on that. I'll hang up and listen. It's Raymond Daniels. What do you think about his losses this year? First in Glory and now at Irish Open. Is he on the decline?
Hello? What? What did he say? He said Raymond Daniels and lost.
Yeah, do we feel like because of his losses at the Irish Open and in Glory, is he on the decline?
Wow.
What's your take on that?
Raymond Daniels isn't on the – well, he's not on the decline. This guy's the man, you know, so he's got a lot of years going. If you saw him in Glory, he just fought, top two guys in the sport. And then in point fighting, you know, last week he made it to the finals and – you know, he lost to Zoe. He's been in Zoe a bunch of times, so he doesn't look near finished at all. That was a funny call. That was a funny call. All right, well, let's just move on from that. Man, I hope Big Jack don't hear that.
Decline. And you know, the funny thing about that, a lot of people start to thinking like that, though, but at the end of the day, they never think that maybe the other fighter was on the incline. You know, more so than that other, the top fighters being on the decline. You know, Zolt, it doesn't take away from the fact that Zolt got the better of him that day, and that was it.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what? I have to say, talking about, let's say, fantasy football, fantasy karate, bro, I have to tell you, Jeff Doss, I got to give him props. He called it. He thought Zolt Morali was going to win it all. And, man, he did. He won it all. So that was a good call by Jeff Doss.
So we're having fantasy karate now?
Yeah, fantasy karate. Hey, that's a good – who you got for American next week? That's funny.
One of my guys.
Yeah.
One of my guys, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Hey, that would be a great idea out there, man, fantasy karate. There you go for all you
dudes
out there.
That's a good look,
yeah. Computer nerds out there, maybe you could make an app. We're going to bring in – Marielis Concepcion. Hey, Marielis, thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding on. Welcome to Point Fighter Radio.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Thanks for calling. So yeah, just real quick on the tournament. How do you feel now? This is your second year being handed over the torch with the event, and just give us more information about it.
I'm still working with my dad. He's still helping me out. But we're excited this year. We moved to a new location in downtown Miami. We're going to be throwing it at the Hyatt Regency this year. It's a beautiful location. We're excited. We're introducing some drones to get some aerial footage. So we have a lot of new exciting ideas that you guys will be seeing now in April. But we're really excited. It should be a good event.
I know you since you were a little girl, and, we were all teammates as well. We're still always going to be family. And I know your dad comes up with some of the most amazing ideas. And the drones are, cutting-edge idea. I want to see how he plays this one off on it. I'm looking forward to seeing it in action, actually.
Yeah, I mean – honestly, the way it started, we got him a drone for Christmas, and he never let that thing go. Then we started introducing it into our team practices. He's one creative guy. There's nothing that he won't, come up with to make something better. We're excited to try it out as well. It should be pretty cool and something new that other events are looking forward to us working with them as well.
Yeah, man, great cutting edge stuff right there. So yeah, give us the dates on the event and the location and everything, just to get more information to everybody out there listening.
So the event will be at the Hyatt Regency Miami downtown, and it'll be April 17th and 18th of next month.
Awesome. We're looking forward for that. Now Marielis,
yeah.
I know I spoke to your father. I think I spoke to you a little bit about that I want to be doing something for your tournament as well, the Bring It Junior Challenge, where I will be giving away top-notch Invicta watches to the juniors at your tournament. So we're going to make that official on the radio here.
Right. Oh, that sounds awesome. I mean, every new little thing that'll keep these kids pushing. I mean, it's hard. Now that I turned 18 and I'm starting to win some money, it's a little bit more enticing for me. But for the young ones that, you know, have been competing all their lives and they get trophies here and there, the trophies get boring. So looking forward, I'm looking forward to these new, I mean, any little thing, the watches, they're going to be, like, super ecstatic about that, and they're going to, it's going to have them pushing harder.
That's right. That's right. That's all we want to do. And anything to better the sport, anything to better the sport and progression. I want to be anywhere where there's positivity and growth and progression, and that's what I see happening with your event and your father and you.
Definitely.
That's great.
Definitely.
Hey, that's great. For sure, we'll see. Get more information out there to everybody. The Redline the Redline Internationals. For more information, contact Marielis Concepcion or Livan Concepcion. Great organization, classy. Have a great Sunday. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Take
guys.
Care.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, bye. Nice, man. We're almost out in an hour. I wanted to call some of the other winners, but in New Orleans we had the Magnolia State Champion, State Nationals, and Ryan George's dad event, and there was some good fighters there as well. You know, you had Chance Gypsy there, and you know, with Chance Turner and Cannon, and they ended up team fighting with Future Kick, which Ryan George from WKF teamed up, and Willie Hicks, the new Impex member, and Jared Lee, and they ended up winning.
Right.
And then the next day, Regina Thompson won the overall. Man, she's a great woman fighter, and she won the overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just had a baby.
And then
recently she's back.
How about at Marty's tournament? Looks like the boys
and
got
Ryan,
back together.
Oh yeah, look, yeah, we had and Ryan won the event in New Orleans. He's like the man in that region. He is.
He's not gonna let it take him from him.
He didn't have the easy bracket there, but yeah, and then in Eubanks tournament, the team fighting, it was like a national event. You know, they had Potts and Landon Reynolds team up with Micah Cobra, which was a team that they tried using in Chicago, and then they, you know, then Micah couldn't fight, keep fighting, so they fought them, and then they fought a pickup team of Joshua Smith and Kevin Walker, and who else? Somebody else. Oh, Jermon Wiggins.
Yeah,
Josh Horwich ended up, Josh Horwich, Jim Haymore, and Chris Ellis, they teamed up, another WKF Bring It, right there, and they took the whole thing. And then I wanted to send a shout out to Jim. I was gonna try to call him, you know, but we running out of time. We're not gonna be able to have him talk to us. But congrats to him, Jim Haymore. He won the overall, and he did it with stiff stuff, stiff competition. He's a good young and up and coming fighter, and he's you know, he's pumped up. You know, he beat some great guys yesterday, and you know. One of the things that when I was talking to him, I was congratulating him, and he was like, man, I beat good, great people, you know, but I'm not satisfied. I want to beat a Raymond. I want to beat a Ross. So I'm
there
excited to hear that coming. Yeah, I'm excited to hear that from him. But and then Pablo Moreno, he's lost a bunch of weight. He won in Mexico. So a lot of events, man,
right.
A lot of events.
Yeah.
Hey, we still
Pablo
got another
was ready.
Caller. We got another caller. We got a minute left. Let's just bring them in. 404 number. Okay, I guess maybe they were just tuning in. Well, man,
listening.
Great show.
Yeah.
Hey, great show. This hour just passed by so fast. Man, thanks for coming in, and you did a great job. You did a great
Appreciate.
Job. Good luck to
Love
your
the
team
show.
Next week.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. Thank you. I wish you luck, and I wish you, unless you're in front of us, which we may end up being that way, but the best of luck to both teams. I just come out to see a good fight, and these guys compete as hard as they can, and we love the sport. That's all it is about.
Exactly. Hey, thanks to everybody out there for listening. You know, support the show, share it, like it, comment. You know, just that's what spreads the news out there. You know, just put it on your wall. That goes a long way. Your friends see it. They like it. You know, thanks to all the callers. You're the ones that are making the show grow and continue. Next week, I'm going to try to do something. Maybe. Let's see. I'll put it live. Maybe we could do a live show on Saturday and get all the fighters that are winning on stage to come up and talk to us. So, Point Fighter Radio, baby. Woo! Philly cheesesteaks next week. Yeah! Might seem crazy, what I'm about